You want to turn with me to 1 Corinthians. When God was working his networks of things to call us here, one of the things that excited us about coming was the active participation in missions, both here in town and desire to impact around the world. And that God had, in this body of believers, networked in such a way that there's very few corners of the globe that don't have some impact from this body of believers, directly or indirectly. And just how incredible that was, and that passion for that as well, to see that. We come to 1 Corinthians, and a community, a culture of 500,000 people that were known for, more so for their wild living. And there Paul went, and God started a church that then impacted their region and their world. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, and that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. The theme verse that we're focusing on for this study, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have back there this morning from Elam, Dan and Carmen Hale will be with us in July. But magazines, 246 Iranian believers baptized at one time. And the ministry that Elam has to Iranian believers, discipling them, seeing God actively work in the country of Iran. Those were called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 weeks, we will have the Lanes and sharing how God has been using them in Cameroon and introducing others there to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon the person, his character, his authority, his work, consistent. Call upon him in a trusting faith. Then that makes you a saint. A called out one. You don't have to live a perfect life. You don't have to die and perform a few miracles after death. You're a saint. You're called to be a saint now. So when you greet one another, you can greet them as Saint Mike, and Saint Brian, and Saint David, even in their limited capacities. I'm Saint Daniel. Some days I act more like it than others, right? Don't ask my family. We're called to be saints. We're called out ones, sanctified positionally when we trust Jesus Christ, our Savior, washed and cleansed. At that moment, as God the Father looks at us through Jesus Christ, he sees us as saints, set apart ones, as holy. In verse 10, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you, all of you, agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and same judgment. The word I appeal, I come alongside and I strongly urge you, I encourage you, I exhort you, please, please pay attention. I want you to by the name, the authority again, the authority of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, as God has defined him, as God has revealed him, I call out to you by his authority, not just mine as an apostle, but now by his authority, I call out to you, I urge you that all of you agree. that there be no divisions among you, that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. The concept here is a fractured bone, that it be bound together, united and healed. In the coming weeks, we will see great division within the church of Corinth, in the city of Corinth, that had crept out also into the church of Corinth, and all kinds of division that was preparing to rip them apart. Paul is saying, I urge you, be of the same mind, of the same purpose, that together you could see God mend and heal and whole. What is that united identity? I guess I lied. I am going to use a couple other verses. Ephesians chapter 4. Paul wrote the book of Corinthians from Ephesus. Then later, he wrote the book of Ephesus, likely from a Roman prison. Interesting, the similarity of message. In chapter 4 of Ephesians, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you, the same word that we had in verse 10, that I appeal to you. I come alongside and strongly encourage you, exhort you. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. What have we been called? To be saints together. Walk worthy. Conduct your life in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called into the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. I want you to walk worthy, in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called. As saints together, you've been called to be saints together, with all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. Eager. You put emotional, passionate energy into the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace by focusing that you're one body, that you are one Spirit. There's lots of diversity, but within that, you are one. One Spirit. You're called to one hope. We have one hope. We have lots of desires on this earth, lots of ambitions on this earth, but we have one hope belonging to our call, that we will one day be ultimately sanctified, called into the presence of Almighty God of the universe, holy and righteous, never to disappoint Him ever again. And we will be called into face-to-face relationship with the incredible God of the universe. It's an incredible hope. We have one Lord. That's why the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the person and work of Jesus Christ, it's important to know who He is. And that just because somebody uses the formula of a name, if He's something less than fully God and fully man, God the Son, as we saw in the Gospel of John, may have the same name, but they're talking about a different person. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, the only true God, Creator of the universe and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And by the power of His grace that He's given to each one of us, He's also given to the body in verse 11. Why do we do church? Verse 11, and He gave the apostles, the called out commissioned ones, the 13. He gave the prophets early on, proclaiming truth before it was codified. He gave the evangelists. He gave shepherds and teachers. He gave gifted individuals to the body to do all the work so you can all sit back and watch and be entertained. Oh, it must be a different version. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints. Who are the saints? The really good people, the perfect people? Anyone that is called on Jesus Christ has been set apart, sanctified, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. We will see that as we get into the book of Corinth. And as Greeks, the book of Corinthians, and as Greeks, as they would look for new ideas and new things, and how easy it was for them to be swept away by waves, carried about. Oh, there's a new truth. It sounds neat. I like that one. Why do we have church? It's one really frustrating thing about being a pastor. Some of you have jobs that you work, you have a goal, and you can meet it. As a pastor, in leading a congregation, my job is never done. Our job is never done. And we may have these great moments of celebration. Praise God, we see some things happening and God working. All right. And as soon as you rest on your laurels, the enemy comes in and cunning and craftiness and looking to sweep away the maturing of the body of Christ, calling us to a united identity, that every minute that we're alive, the enemy is chipping away, trying to demolish that united identity, trying us to cause us to doubt and to begin to look at our differences rather than our unity. He's called us, to each one of us, we're to equip the body of Christ for the building up of the body, for the maturing in faith and confidence and in service. So rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, for whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. We're going to develop this much more in 1 Corinthians, but we're called to be saints together. I need you. You need me. You need the person behind you, the person next to you. We are called together. And we cannot attain the full measure of the stature of Christ as lone rangers. We need the body of Christ. And as each of us individually grow in our faith and confidence, grow in our knowledge of who God is, and we share that, but we come alongside and exhort and encourage, and God assembles the body as He chooses. And He brings members in and brings members out as He chooses. And we're to connect. We've had just a sampling of some incredible people in this body up here this morning. I mean, just our high school graduates, we have one that's an Eagle Scout who's also valedictorian of a very large class, earned a great academic scholarship to a strong college. We have a graduate that's has a softball scholarship. Have a graduate that now is certified to work on airplane frames and also the engines, the power plants. That's not something normally done by a high school graduate. And I would fly in his plane. The international quiz team leaving here from Toledo has, I think, what, four of the five members are from our church? An international quiz team. We have incredible young people. And if you're over 60 and you don't know one of these incredible young people, get to know them. We're a part of a body. We need to know them and support them and encourage them. College students like Kawe, but I think we have at least three or four that are going to be resident advisors next year on their college campuses, a person of influence and leadership. We have young adults that are recognized for their talent and character by their employers so much that they're paying for advancing training and degrees. They see that. They're consistent people. If you don't know them, get to know them. They're throughout this body. People actively working at Transport for Christ, for Western Avenue, for American School, in all kinds of ministries. That just when I think I have a good handle on it, I hear about another one. People of influence. Now, as far as churches in today's day and age, we look a little small. As far as influence, there's thousands that are influenced by this body. In the workplace, in the neighborhoods, in ministry. We owe it to each other. We owe it to God. To continue to grow in our individual faith and continue to strengthen and link together as each part of the body is joined together and the unifying identity begins to conform and heal the brokenness individually and the brokenness of relationships to use us more strongly. And young people, if you don't know an incredible senior saint, you haven't tried very hard. Because God has blessed us with some that God has used in a mighty, mighty way. I encourage you to get to know them. They'll bless you. Tom mentioned, maybe you've been attending a while. You've tried to be anonymous. And you've decided, I'm not going to be anonymous anymore. Fill out the directory so we can get to know you a little bit more, so we can connect with you more easily. If you've been attending a while and you want to say, I'd like to know more about the church, what's really important to the church, I'd like to commit myself to that. There's a form, Desire for Fellowship. We don't have official membership. This is the closest thing to it. To say, you know what? I want you to count on me, and I want to count on you to be an integral part of this body of Christ as every part does it share. There is not one of us that is irreplaceable. The body of Christ, it's about Christ and what Christ wants to do through his body as he assembles the members of the body. But as we talk about a body, living without a right arm would be very challenging. Living without a right leg would be very challenging. I'm not exactly sure Sean and Tanya's body part in the body of Christ. I'm thinking more along the lines of connective tissues and nerves. So as God, by surgery, takes them out of our immediate body of Christ, Christ is also going to grow new connections, and he's going to raise up within the body as well new ways for this body to function and to trust him and watch for him to work. But if he's prompting in your life, don't cheat the body of Christ by saying, maybe somebody else will do that. If he's prompting, follow it. See where it goes. That together, we can be called saints together, growing into the full stature of Christ as we focus on what draws us together, what unites us. Heavenly Father, this is an incredible time in this local assembly. Lord, our enemy would love to divide and destroy, to distract. Lord, help us to focus on what unites, where is our power of strength, and what we're all about. Lord, we just thank you so much how you're working so mightily in so many different areas of this body. Lord, help us to eagerly participate and contribute to the unity of the body for its growing and maturity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.